Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Pei Dao, Menachos 84. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Mishnah from Masechah Shkolim which discusses how was the barley offering brought in the Shemitah year, in the sabbatical year, when there was, generally speaking, a prohibition to harvest and to plant crops. And so therefore, our Mishnah says, since there was a concern that since during the sabbatical year, all the crops that were growing in the field, which were called the Sefichin, were left over for the poor people, says the Mishnah from Tractate Shkolim, Shomrei Sefichin B'Shvius, that they had to appoint people to guards to watch the Sefichin, this growth of the barley in the field during the sabbatical year, to make sure that there was at least some that were left over in order to bring the barley offering on the second day of Pesach. And so therefore, those people had to be paid, because who's going to be a watchman if they're not paid? And so therefore, notlin sacharam mitrumas halishka, that there was every year a half shekel that was brought to the temple by every single person, and that money went into the trumas halishka. And so therefore, that money was used in part to pay these watchmen. So since the Gemara has cited that mission, the Gemara raises an issue with respect to it. There's a contradiction, says Rami Bar Chama to Rav Chisda. Our Mishnah in Shkolim says that the Shomrei Sefichin are paid from the Trumas HaLishka, but we have a contradiction to that. And the contradiction is that it says in the verse that this sabbatical year shall be for you to eat. Shabbos Aretz Lachem L'Acha, that you're supposed to eat from the food of the sabbatical year. But we know that the Omer offering, you don't eat from it. It is burnt, that you take part of the offering, part of it is eaten, but part of it is burnt on the altar. So how could we bring from the sabbatical year, which is supposed to be eaten, and how could we take that, and how can we burn part of it? So that's what Rami Bar Chama asks. La'achav lo l'sreifa. How could we take a part of this sabbatical year's offering and burn it? So Rav Chisda is shocked by Rami Bar Chama's question. He says, "What are you even talking about?" Amar le Rachmana, Amar lach. He says that, but there's another pasuk that says, "Udoro sechem," that you shall keep the Omer offering for all your future generations. And at amres tibatel, and you say that we should nullify it because of the sabbatical year. Obviously, we're not supposed to nullify it. Obviously, we're supposed to bring this offering during the sabbatical year. So Rami Bar Chama responds to Rav Chisda, "Umika amina anatibato." I'm not saying that it should be nullified. Laisi midishtake. Maybe just don't bring it from the crops of that year. Bring the barley offering from the year before. So Rav Chisda says, "No, that's not acceptable. Why? Because the pasuk says about the barley offering, Carmel, and we already learned about this earlier on 66b that means rachumal, that the barley you bring has to be fresh. And if you're going to bring year old barley, it's not going to fulfill this concept, is an understanding of the verse, that it be fresh. So because the words Carmel mean rachumal, that when you harvest it, it needs to be soft and something that could easily be crushed in your hand. So Rami Bar Chama responds to Rav Chisda, yeah, so maybe what that means is laisi mi Carmel nishtaked, meaning take from the barley that when you harvested it last year, you harvested it at that state, and then leave it for a year. So Rav Chisda says, no, that's no good also, because the verse says Carmel takriv, which means at the moment that when you bring it, but in a Carmel b'shas akrav, at the moment you bring it, it still has to be in that state of Carmel. And so therefore, if you're going to bring a year old barley, it's not going to be in that state, so that's not going to be acceptable. So what is the source for the idea that the whole offering is supposed to be specifically from the barley offering of this year? Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Gemara, it comes from the verse Carmel Takriv, which means it's supposed to be specifically from this year, from the Carmel. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, Reshis Kitzircha, that it means to be from the first of your harvest, Mireshis Kitzircha, and not from the conclusion of your harvest. The Gemara then raises a question that, and Rashi, according to Rashi, it's just a question on Rabbi Yochanan. According to Tosfos, it's a question on both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. That how are we, what is the source for the idea that the Omer is supposed to come from the barley offering? And in the end, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's verse is not going to be the concluding verse. In the end, the Gemara is going to say, how are we going to know, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, how are we going to know that this verse, that the offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach must come from a barley offering? And there is a difference of opinion between Rashi and Tosfos about whether or not the Gemara is questioning just Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Rabbi Elazar. But in the end, the Gemara seems to conclude that the reason why we know that the barley, that the offering on the 16th day of Pesach is coming from the barley offering, is because it uses the word Bikurim, which means from the first of the offerings. And this, we know, is the first offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach. That is the time when the barley crops are ready. But nowhere in the Torah does it say explicitly that this offering on the second day of Pesach is supposed to be a barley offering, and that's why the Gemara needs to cite the different possibilities of how we get to this idea. But what is the basis? What is the reason why this offering that comes on the second day of Pesach is brought from the barley? So there's a few different approaches amongst the commentaries as to why specifically. What's the spiritual value of bringing from a barley offering? And so the Maharal says that we know that from a sota, well, a woman who's accused of adultery, that she brings a barley offering because it says she acted in an animalistic manner. She wasn't able to control her passions. And so too, the Maharal saying in the context of Bnei Yisrael having just left Egypt, we're being told to harness all of our energy and to accept upon ourselves the yoke of serving Hashem like an animal accepts upon the yoke of its master. And so therefore, that's why this idea of perhaps the spiritual concept of bringing a barley offering. Another approach, almost an opposite approach, is found in the Hasidic commentaries that say that there's two aspects of our soul, that there's the supernal aspect, the spiritual aspect, which is represented by the wheat offering, which we do on Shavuos when we accept the Torah. But there's also a responsibility to serve Hashem with the animal part of our soul, with our physical instincts, and that's reflected in the fact that we're bringing a barley offering on the second day of Pesach, that we have to serve Hashem not only with our lofty side, but also with our physical side, and that's reflected in the barley offering.